Wow, this is genuinely exciting news for the crypto space. Brazil's central bank just approved a comprehensive regulatory framework for virtual asset service providers, and it's really positioning the country as a true leader in Latin America's market transformation. I'm so glad to see a region that's been so active finally getting this kind of structured support.
It's definitely a significant milestone. The rules will take full effect in 2027, and they mandate strict prudential standards that essentially align digital asset platforms with traditional financial institutions. It's a serious, well-considered move to bring stability and professionalism to the sector.
And the foundation of this framework is built on three really solid pillars. First, mandatory capital reserves tied to transaction volume and operational scale, which ensures platforms can actually weather market shocks and keep customer funds safe. Second, enhanced risk management requirements. Think formalized internal controls, stress testing, contingency planning, and dedicated compliance teams. And third, standardized disclosure mandates requiring clear reporting on financial health, custody arrangements, and fee structures. It's all about boosting transparency and building real trust.
Exactly. And the phased implementation timeline is a very strategic move. It gives the industry a clear runway to adapt, upgrade their infrastructure, and even merge or partner with compliant entities if they need to. It's not about shutting doors overnight. It's about providing a realistic, structured path to compliance.
I love that approach. It strikes such a beautiful balance between regulatory rigor and market stability. It's going to naturally filter out the speculative operators while giving legitimate businesses the chance to professionalize and thrive. It's really encouraging to see a framework that actually supports healthy, long-term growth.
From a practical standpoint, this translates to much greater security for retail investors. We're looking at a reduced risk of platform insolvency, clearer financial reporting, and more reliable service continuity. That said, investors should be prepared for some minor fee adjustments, as platforms will need to cover the operational costs of meeting these new compliance standards.
On a broader, macroeconomic level, this regulatory maturation is perfectly in step with global standards like the European Union's MiCA framework and various Asian models. It's sending a powerful, positive signal to international and institutional investors that Brazil's market is finally ready for structured oversight. I think we're going to see a real surge in confidence and investment.
That harmonization is key. It's expected to facilitate smoother cross-border financial entry, unlock new liquidity pools, and ultimately expand the range of financial products available to local residents. It's a serious step toward fully integrating Brazil into the global digital finance ecosystem.
Ultimately, this 2027 regulatory roadmap is going to establish a truly sustainable, transparent, and resilient crypto ecosystem. It's such a promising step forward, successfully bridging the excitement of digital innovation with the steady hand of traditional financial responsibility. I can't wait to see how it unfolds